Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello, hello, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. You guys, we're finally going to talk about Fallout. And also, I watched the first episodes of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the Amazon series on Amazon by Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. I'm going to talk about it. Then we got some trailers and very exciting news we need to talk about, so we're going to do that. And yeah, let's get started with season 1 of Fallout, the video game adaptation on Amazon Prime Video. As I told you in the last episode, Fallout is a video game adaptation by the Fallout, like Fallout video games. I think it has 5 or 6 adaptations, and a new one will be coming out in May, I think. And it will be Fallout in London. So that's very interesting. And this series was created by the brother of Christopher Nolan, Jonathan Nolan, and his wife, who have previously given and blessed us with Westworld on HBO Max. And I loved Westworld, and I was very sad and still am sad that it got cancelled after 4 seasons. So yeah. And Fallout has 8 episodes, and all its 8 episodes were released on the release date, which was April 10th. And this is a TV mature series, so it will be very bloody, gory, and violent. And it is an action, adventure, drama, thriller, war series. And it stars Ella Parnell. She voices Jinx in Netflix's Arcane. Then also Walton Goggins. He is in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, also on Amazon. Well, with Donald Glover. And also Leslie Uggams. Dave Register, then Moses Arias, he was in The Land, a movie by musician Nasir Jones. That was a really cool movie. It also starts with MGK. So, and yeah, that was the movie. It's like a movie about Cleveland and what it's like to be in there or growing up there. And then we've also got Johnny Pemberton? And a bunch of other human beings. And the premise is that in a future post-apocalyptic Los Angeles, brought about by nuclear decimation, citizens must live in underground bunkers to protect themselves from radiation, mutants, and bandits. And it has a lot of guest stars like Laszlo, aka Matt. Matt Berry, also Kyle MacLachlan is also in this one. Jamal Thomas. Yeah, okay. Those were the cast. Yes, I did freak out when I heard Laszlo's voice. 'Cause the voice is in AI character, like a grubber robot. Also, like, I know this, I said it's a video game adaptation, but the story is just is an original story, and the producer Todd Howard said that he wanted to avoid adapting the video games, so he came up with this. basically, Jonathan Nolan just took most of the Westworld team and gave us Fallout. Because I have to say, like, Fallout is, it really reminds me of like season 1 and season 2 of Westworld. Then also a bit of Kingsman, because there's this, but like the golden circle of Kingsman, like Kingsman the golden circle, because there's this dog and it's human. And yeah, then it also reminded me of The Last of Us a little bit, but more Westworld, and also like Hello Tomorrow as well, because it's like Hello Tomorrow was, it's like retro but in the future, so we jump 219 years back in time and then forward in time, and we see like we see like how everything like has evolved, like how Lucy's character has evolved, then also how what's his name again? So his name is Cooper Howard. He is like a party, like he's like someone who you call at a children's party, birthday party, because he has a horse and he plays as a cowboy, but he's also an actor. But later in the story, he plays the ghoul, which is a mutant. And Lucy is like just, she is someone who grew up in the bunkers, but her father like got, something happened to her father. Like her father got kidnapped by the bunkers people. And oh my god, the revelation! I wasn't seeing it coming, but I was so mind blown and so shocked. Like my jaw was on the floor. But more on that a bit later. So yeah. Then we like go on to this journey with Lucy and Cooper. Then also Norman MacLean, also like that's Moses. He also comes into the mix. So does Aaron Morton. He plays Maximus. He is this like robot, like he's knight who wears a armor. It really reminds me of like Transformers, but also like Iron Man. So, but we get like introduced to each character in one episode, so it's kind of like anthological, at least the first two episodes, then it like picks up. And also in the mix, like there's this professor who does stuff, who does like experiments on like animals, and but it see, that part really reminds me of like X-Men, and not X-Men, what's the word, Kingsman. Trying to think, so like basically Lucy is trying to, so how can I say it? So like that was the first episode, and in episode 3 like we kind of like jump into the shenanigans of the story. And so the thing is like Lucy is trying to find her dad, but in order to do that she has to find the professor, the scientist who has this dog he trained. She's very violent. So then like Lucy kills the professor because the scientist refuses to give out her like where her father is. Then they like carry this severed head around Los Angeles, and so the like Cooper now the goal is like that's happened 219 years ago. So we jump forward to 219 years ago, and we just like go on this journey with basically all the characters trying to locate Lucy and get that head, get the severed head, because it has like some, this that has like an implant. And so yeah, they're trying to retrieve the implant, obviously. But in between that, we jump back in time, forward in time, back in time again, and a lot of happens. Like, it's like very overwhelming at times. But then that kind of like settles once you understand the whereabouts of this series. And it really reminds me of like season 1 and 2 of Westworld, because you know, we as the watcher of that series, we were like, okay, like something is off, and like what is going on? We don't know. Yes, they're saying it's a theme park, but why? So yeah, it's like I had always like compared that Fallout to that series. Then it's obviously very violent and gory and funny as well. And the scenery is beautiful, and like in episode 3, 4, and 5, I think we hear Laszlo's voice, like Matt Berry's voice. And but like one thing I love about this series is like it has like moments where you shed a tear because of the emotions, then you are like shocked because of the violence, should I say. So yeah, it's like a roller coaster of emotions, and as for the ending, I really really liked it. I wasn't seeing it coming, but I was like, oh my god, okay, so this is why you guys doing it. And so like there was this like brain, like there was like in the bunker with Moses. Also there are so many side quests, so it's kind of like you really have to pay attention to this like throughout this series, other than like unless otherwise, that's what I was looking for, otherwise you will be very very confused at the end. So like at the end there was this like brain vacuum looking thingy, like it's a professor, but it's another like scientist, and he like revealed why this whole thing with the bunkers happened and what was the reason. The reason is very very shocking and very very fucked up. And so it's very difficult to recover from what you've seen. It's like very brutal, like some scenes I skipped because it was way too much, like the violence and the goriness was way too much, so I skipped a few scenes. Other than that, all the cast were phenomenal. The guest appearances were amazing. I freaked out when I saw Matt Berry or heard his voice and then saw him again. And also it reminded me of like Silo, because there's this whole community. It basically like work up levels if you do stuff, like certain things. They have this like satanic rituals, then other rituals. So I don't know, it's like a mix of bunch of other series. But I still have to say it's an amazing video game adaptation. I have never watched, excuse me, I've never played Fallout, but after this one I really want to play Fallout, and I cannot wait to watch season 2 because it has been renewed for season 2, which is obviously which was obviously inevitable. But I still enjoy, I would give it an easy like a 10 out of 10 because I had so much fun watching it. I was like, okay, like what's going to happen? Or like, okay, like how this one character will be like backstabbing the other character, you know? So I love that. I love it so much. And I love the scenery, the story, the characters. My favorite character has to be the ghoul, along with Lucy. And Maximus as well. My favorite episode has to be there was one episode I didn't really like. It was episode 3. But episode 4 made up because of Leslo. But my favorite episode is obviously like 4, 5, 6, and 8. Well, 7 and 8. And I didn't really like 3. Honestly, I guess it was like too slow. Also, like one other thing is like it's a bit slow burny, this series. At times. Not always, but at times. So yeah. Also, like I have to give some trigger warnings. It's like rape, blood, violence, foul language, sexist language, a lot of blood. One thing was, there was one other thing. Oh yeah, assault. And it's a lot, war as well. It's a lot about war, civil war. Oh yeah, sex and nudity as well. Violence and gore. Profanity, alcohol, drugs, and smoking, frightening and intense imagery. Especially, like, there was one scene. If you are sensitive towards flashlights, flashing imagery, don't watch this one episode. Also, it has some horror elements. Oh yeah, the episode I was talking about, I think it was like 2 or 3. Also, there was a scene with, but like very briefly, depicting cannibalism. So be careful. That was fun. I really liked it. I cannot wait to watch more about the season 2. And I think probably the same time as this year, meaning like April of 2025. What can I say? Joe Nolan did it again with Fallout. Also, like, there were a lot of like voice actors who we like known and loved or like adore from other TV shows like Family Guy, American Dad, Bob's Burgers. So yeah, it was a feast for anime or not anime, cartoon adult cartoon watching lovers like me. So I'm very excited for the second season to see like which guest stars they will be having. Because there were a few. I think my favorite was hearing and seeing Matt Berry. After like finishing what we do in the shadows. I just love what we do in the shadows. Like, I'm a bit late to the party, but oh my god, I had so much fun. And I'm so happy that, like, after 5 seasons, one, we'll get a 6th season this year, sometime this year, and 2, it's like they finally accepted Guillermo, but I call him Gizmo because of Leslo, as one of their own. It's so cute and so lovely. And yeah, I'm very excited for the sixth season. But also, I think my favorite season, I've said it before, but I want to say it again. After watching all 5 seasons, I have to say that in the 5th season, even though it had some fun moments, that you clearly like knew that very slowly the brothers, aka Taika Waititi, he just ran out of ideas, because it had so many like slow burns, but it made like they went out of with a bang, like they go out of with a bang in episode 10, 9, and 8 of season 5. But I still love season, I think my favorite season is like season 3 and 4 because of Nick Kroll. And yeah, I just love Nick Kroll so much. And also like Sofia Coppola was also in this one, like as a guest, and Tilda Swinton, Taika Waititi himself, and Benedict Wong was also in there. So that's why I said like it went out with a bang, because Benedict Wong's character was just so much fun. But yeah, I'm very excited for season 6 of What We Do in the Shadows, and I just love this series so much. And my favorite characters have to be Nandor, Leslo, Gizmo, and Nanja. I would easily give What We Do in the Shadows a 10 out of 10. Maybe not the whole season, like all the seasons. I think season 1, season 2, and season 3, and 4, I would give a 10 out of 10, but season 5 would give the 8 out of 10. Even though it had like some very funny moments, but still, I would still give it an 8 out of 10 for season 5 at least. Okay, let's do a new section. So, after Star Wars, Star Trek, and now J.J. Abrams wants to direct his own Back to the Future movie, and then Civil War from the director of Ex Machina, Alex Garland, is one of the most anticipated and watched movies in the world. Then Fallout has been renewed for a second season, like I said, and Amazon gave a budget of $25 million for its second season. We also got a first trailer for Transformers 1. It reminded me of like, what's the one I used to watch as a child? Transformers. Let me. Found it. Transformers Prime was it, and I loved everything, every single series of that. And yeah, that really like gave me that vibe. Like Transformers 1 gave me Transformers Prime vibes, and I'm super excited for it. Then also, you can now watch Rebel Moon Part 2. Let's hope it will be better than Part 1. Then we also got a new trailer for Glenn Powell and Arjuna's star in Arjuna, which both star in Hitman. They're a lot of fun. Then Hex was, we got the first poster for Hex Season 3, which will be released on May 2nd. You can also watch Abigail in theaters. And Scarlett Johansson is also in Transformers 1. And The Witcher will be coming to an end after its fifth season on Netflix. Okay, that's it for this segment. I'm super, super excited for the challengers. We also got another look at the challenge. We got like two looks at the challengers. Well, challengers with Zendaya. And both looked very, very good, very seductive. And I'm very excited to watch it next week. Anyways, let's talk about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. This is a series, an 8-episode series. It's on Amazon Prime Video. And it stars, and it's also written by and directed by Donald Glover. And it stars Donald Glover. And Maya Erskine, Paul Dano, and Parker Posey, Alexander Skarsgård as well. Ron Perlman, Dave Attell, Sean Horgan, Billy Campbell, John Turturro, Martinus Tocci, Kelly Perrin, Ralph Battle, Dominic Riecki, Isaac Gonzalez, Sarah Paulson, Jaden Tolliver. Mike Holt, and Walton Goggins also appears in this one, but only for a short period of time. But, so yeah, it is a series, and it has 8 episodes, and it's like an action comedy crime thingy, and And so Donald Glover and Maya, they play in married couple, especially like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but funnier and like more violent and better. Like the quality is really cool, good, and the dialogue as well. And so they play like a married couple, and they like land jobs with a spy agency that offers them a life of espionage, wealth, and travel. And then but then they have to like keep their identity hush hush, like, you know, their jobs hush hush. So I have only seen like the first three episodes, and I have to say also like John is played by Donald Glover and Jane is played by Maya, and I really liked how like we slowly like got to know them. Then like they in I think the first few minutes of the series is just them being like interviewed, and you know, in order to match them together. And so it cuts like backward in time, forward in time, then but at first they don't like one another, which is understandable because they're strangers, but then they like love one another. They find they have like feelings, get jealous. It's like basically like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but also like any other like rom-com, should I say. But the spy element is really really cool, and the action as well, and also like the guest stars as well were very fun to see. But it gets like weird at times, so I will give you a full review of the series once I'm done. But I just enjoyed, I think my favorite episode so far was episode 2, because they got to go to Italy and like spend time together, and also I love the intrigues, and I love like not knowing what will happen next, and or like if certain people will be like flipping, you know, switching sides. So I'm very very intrigued in watching this more, but I can say I really enjoy it, and it makes me so happy that it is considered to be Emmy nominated. Because Donald Glover and Maya are just so, so good in this series, from what I've just seen from now. It's like the dialogue is funny, the mishaps they're like having to deal with is funny, and it's just a perfect match. Just like the Paul Dano is also very, very interesting. And the interesting thing I would say, like, he's a good fit into the cast. But yeah, I'm very excited to see, to watch more and then talk about it in probably the next episode, because I will be watching more after the release of this episode. But I would give it a 10 out of 10, easily. I'm having a lot of fun watching this series, because like, it's like so funny and so entertaining. Like, the episodes are only like 49 minutes, 45 minutes, but the amount of stuff that happens in these episodes are just like so good. You're like, oh my god, like how can they like top the next episode, and then they do, and then you're like, ugh, just like a good watch. And like, one, you have to really pay attention to like to like put the pieces of the puzzle together. And I'm just like 3 episodes in, but I have some theories. We'll see if those will be coming true. But other than that, I will be watching Rebel Moon Part 2. I'll give it a try, and I hope it will be better than the first one. And then I will talk in the next episode. I'll be talking about Rebel Moon, Kung Fu Panda 4, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the Amazon Prime Video version with Donald Glover. With that being said, thank you so much for listening and for your support. And also give this podcast our end episode a few stars, showered with stars on all podcast apps, write a kind review. And I will be talking to you on Sunday. And I wish you a great day, night, wherever you are, and I'll talk to you on Sunday. And also, keep an eye on my social media accounts, because I posted some news on my Instagram accounts. Then also, subscribe to this podcast on YouTube, because more video versions of my guest interviews will be coming very soon. Then also, tell me in the Spotify poll I'll be putting in this episode if you enjoyed Fallout or not. And also turn the notifications on YouTube and also on here, so you don't miss an episode. And I'm super super excited for the challenge. Like, for challengers. I always say the channels, but it's challengers. I'm so excited for challengers to watch that one soon. Yeah. Once again, I wish you a great day, night, wherever, and I'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye!